877-8345.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Only 1% of all abortions occur because of rape or incest. 6% of abortions occur because of potential health problems regarding either the mother or the child. 93% of all abortions occur in the United States of America for social reasons. In other words, the child is unwanted, or for a better way of saying it, inconvenience to them that have no fear of God whatsoever. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, January 19th, 2012, and it is very cold in the state of Minnesota. It was minus 10 about a half hour ago. You have with you on this day, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to see me personally, please go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's E-B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, that's Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. If you'd like to be a part of the radio show today, please do have the courage to call in and let 54 countries worldwide hear what you have to say. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And I want to remind everybody before we get rolling on this really quick, if you could pull that into scope, that would be absolutely wonderful. Thank you. We are turning this country the way that it needs to be turned. We're actually, by being on the airwaves, the people are being converted to righteousness rather than unrighteousness, yes. For these up-and-coming elections, as I have said, I am promising to hold to my word that I am going to continuously say this until the elections in 2012. Folks, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It's not about the survival of America. And forget it not, it is about the survival of America.
Got it.
I said it backwards. I'm sorry, folks. It's one of those backwards days. I think it's the coffee, perhaps. Maybe it had a reverse effect on the...
I think
I'm impervious to all of this. You know what I'm saying? It has no effect on me whatsoever.
I like that.
Obama is not America, and America is not Obama. You got that?
Yep.
Okay,
I got that part.
Okay, now, before I started kicking off the intro, I stated that only 1% of all abortions occur because of rape or incest. 6% of abortions occur because of potential health problems regarding either the child or the mother, and 93% of all abortions occur for social reasons the child is unwanted or inconvenient. Now, what's interesting, just personal testimony, is I remember doing a high school assembly program. I think we had about 600, 700, 800 kids there, and I had one kid out of 331 high schools argue with me about abortion. And I said to this young lady, because she was mad at me, because I told her it's against the law. It's never been proven to be law. It's never went to a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
How's that one sound, America? But yet America has fell for the fact that 55 million babies have been aborted under their watch, and they act like that there's going to be no consequence for the shedding of innocent blood, which God hates in Proverbs 6. I said to the student, I said, well, listen, it's a good thing Mama didn't abort you, right?
What do you say to that?
What could she?
Nothing.
Thank you.
She's alive and breathing.
Amen.
And folks, you can find, we just did a post on this.
How hypocritical, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How in the world do you even have a voice to speak against somebody whose voice was taken from him?
Yeah.
There's no ability for that person to speak back to you. This article that we just posted here this morning here, it's on GCN Live. So you go to GCN Live. You can also find it on our Facebook at sonsoflibertyradio.com. I have a feeling coming up on the anniversary here of Roe v. Wade, the decision, that most people don't understand what Roe v. Wade is, don't understand the consequence of it. And what happens is the media, along with many political figures, they campaign against America. And this is how they do it. They campaign against the right to life. It says right in the beginning of the Constitution of the United States that our founding fathers wrote this Constitution as we the people. And if you skip down to the last phrase, they want to ensure the blessing of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. And then they say, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The blessings of liberty. So what is liberty? Fundamentally, we understand liberty as the ability to pursue life, liberty, and property. That's what liberty
mm-hmm.
is. Life is the first word. If you don't have life, you can't exercise any of your rights.
Mm-hmm.
We have rights that were given to us by God. The Declaration of Independence says we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created. So in other words, God is in the business of creating. That means bringing forth life. And that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and property. If you go to the Bill of Rights, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. In other words, it's implying, just like the Bible says, if you go to Genesis chapter 9, verse 6, that whosoever sheds the blood of a man, by that man shall his blood be shed. It is possible to lose your life, but only under certain circumstances, which we can discuss more in the next segment. But the point is, the author of life is God. Our founders acknowledged it.
Yep.
They didn't create it. They only acknowledged it.
That's right.
God is the one who created life and gave us our rights. Our founders and our government acknowledges that life comes from God, and it shall not be deprived from a man without due process of law.
We're going to come right back to this thought. I want to talk to you about posterity, because that's important.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
On the topic of abortion, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. It says in Proverbs 6:17 that God hates hands that shed innocent blood, and so would any rational human being.
Yep. That key word being rational.
One of the things that you'd brought up right before the break was the posterity that our forefathers fought for. Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting today, it seems like our posterity is just there or they're in the way to a lot of people. When you walk into the grocery store, someone says, "Oh, how many kids do you have?" You say, "This is a, oh my God.
How do you handle
just,
that?"
Just folks like it's a bad thing. And I said, "Ma'am, if I could have seven of them, I would." It's a blessing. God gave us our posterity as a blessing, our children as our blessing. And when we in this ministry look at what's going on in our country, this is our prayer for the restoration. And I don't want to say reformation because I don't like that word. Because I do want restored and reformed away from what we're seeing. The change, because we hear this word change, this coined phrase change all the time. Well, it's not the change that we want according to this administration.
Right.
We do want change to go back to the old past.
Mm-hmm.
That's
restored.
What we want.
That's right.
But what's interesting about it is we did the math the other day, folks. And do you realize that 236 years later, we're still walking in that constitutional republic that was established by our forefathers?
Mm-hmm.
If you do the math, a 70-year-old man, let's do that times three, that's 210. We're going on the fourth generation of those that our forefathers fought and freed. We are the fourth generation of our forefathers right now. Let's fight to give them three more. We look out for a posterity. That's looking the right direction when we're fighting for that direction. When we're fighting to preserve life, we're going the right way. When we allow people to take away life, we're going the wrong way.
Yep.
And we're talking about, again, the topic of abortion right now. But I think it's great when we can look at three generations behind us that we're fighting for today. Man, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of life in that talk.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of life in that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And it shows how much you care about what you're doing today because you're planning for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Most men that just act on the shoestring of their shoe or on the thought that just comes to their mind, they're not really caring.
Shoestrings around your shoe?
Yeah, like making a shoestring promise. if your shoestring, and you make your thought process, you make your decisions on your shoestring, you're only looking down at your feet. You're not looking long-term here.
Yeah.
And folks that care about long-term decisions are going to sow everything they can through patience, through turmoil, and through suffrage, and through denying themselves also, I might add, to ensure, as our founders did in the Constitution, these rights to posterity. They ordained them, and they made sure that they had that in their scope, that in their thoughts. It wasn't like a credit card generation. If they took out debt, they would pay it off. There's multiple things that our founders did for our posterity. So coming back to the topic of abortion, it is such an atrocity and such an abomination to our laws, to our God, who said, "You shall not kill." If you go to Exodus 20, find out what God's law said about it. Do no murder. That means no taking of life. There is a clear distinction between a man whose life is taken from him for the reason of justice and somebody whose life is taken from them due to injustice. You hear all day long these tree huggers. You hear all day long these liberals
Wax.
Who love so much to protect stinking animals and bark on trees, but they could care less about a baby in a womb that's being murdered.
That's a fact.
That
as a matter of fact, when we went to the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., about 20 to 50 yards, I'm not there right now, but I am in mind, there was actual fences around trees while men were weeping for their friends and mothers and fathers were weeping for their children that were sacrificed for the liberties and the ratification of the Constitution. Just 20 to 50 yards away from the Vietnam Wall were the trees that were protected by fences, basically warning you that if you were to do anything to harm the tree, there would be a fine.
That's right.
Kill the people.
You get prosecuted.
That's right.
We'll back those laws.
Completely backwards.
That's right. And, you know, it's a matter of priorities here. Nobody's saying go get an axe and chop down the trees or stomp all over the roots. What we're saying is you'll protect that, but you don't protect life.
Listen, if I have to knock the tree down so I can have wood for a fire to heat my being.
That's what it's for.
That's right. But you got people in government that are saying, no, that man needs to be thrown in jail. He's violating Earth.
People are the problem.
And isn't it interesting, too, that they violate God by calling it Mother Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Where did they come up with that name? Mother Earth?
I have no idea.
It's my understanding
that
Father God created all things, not Mother anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
If you take that mentality of people that are willing to protect trees, you make them lawmakers, what do you think is going to happen to, for example, your economy? It's going to become destroyed. Anything that they put their hands to because they're wicked is going to become wicked. If they're good men, you're going to have good laws that protect life, and that's the purpose of laws.
Thank you.
As we just said in the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, this is the law of the land. Do no murder. This isn't an issue of right, but people don't understand in Roe v. Wade that, number one, a judge didn't determine what law was. Judges can't say, well, we think it's right to prosecute murders, or we think it's wrong to prosecute murders. They can't decide that. Judges don't make law. The Constitution doesn't delegate to a judge to make law. They merely interpret a law and they apply it to the specific circumstance that comes before them. So when Roe v. Wade was brought to the Supreme Court, it makes no difference what the Supreme Court said about abortion. It makes no difference at all, because they can't create the law that says thou shalt not kill. It's not within their authority. It's not within their jurisdiction. But folks think, for some reason, because Roe v. Wade was ruled on the way that it was ruled, gave a constitutional right to a woman to murder her child, that now it's okay. No, it's not. It's not legal. It wasn't legal prior to Roe v. Wade. It wasn't legal after Roe v. Wade. And it's still not legal today to murder your child. I don't care who says what. God has already said, and his laws don't change. If you look at posterity...
Can I interject something really quick there? Norma McCorvey, who was Roe, humbly pleads for 1973 abortion ruling to be overturned. And at the news conference in front of the Supreme Court, McCorvey said she has felt responsible for the death of millions of children who have been aborted since 1973. She said, the person they used to promulgate this lie in the American people, I want the Supreme Court to know that abortion hurts women as well as killing their children. Norma McCorvey also told me on the phone that they took this way too far, and this is not what she intended, but when an attorney got involved with Roe versus Wade, they were the ones that just used her to basically promulgate where we're at today. In 55 million babies, that's equivalent to 3 New York cities, folks, have been aborted under the guise and under the lie and deception. Looks like law, smells like law, but it's not law at all. under the guise of what they just wanted to push on the people.
That's right, and it was their idea of the day. And
What kind of people must these people be?
She never even had an abortion. You see the deception of this whole thing. She barely ever showed up to any of the hearings for this case. They used her, just like you said. They got what they wanted to get passed. And then once it was passed, don't think for a minute that America's just going to slide and skate on this. God requires the blood of the innocent. That's why justice is so important. That's why murderers, there's such thing as capital punishment.
Yeah.
When a murderer takes the life of another man, he forfeited his ability to have life, liberty, and property.
Case in
point. It's no longer secure to him.
If you were to abort a baby at the turn of the century, last century, you would go to prison for 99 years.
Yep.
Now they're basically handing them out. Like, as a matter of fact, Planned Parenthood has even given certificates out.
That's right.
To kill coupons. Babies.
Yep, and we've covered that before, folks. Coupon, come in on a Sunday of all days and get your abortion, get 50% off or whatever the phrase was. But even the fact that we would put somebody in jail, that shows that we don't value life. That was the first step. That somebody would merely just go to jail for killing another's life?
You mean life for life?
Exactly.
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth?
Exactly.
I want to clarify that really quick while I interject that great point. Mm-hmm. Remember when a famous public figure said, an eye for an eye will leave the whole world blind?
Yep.
No, listen, folks. Clearly, God didn't say that. This individual said that.
Yep.
Keep in mind that if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime.
That's right.
It's that simple.
And guess what that judgment does? It teaches people to not commit the crime. So when we take a step back, before you could not do murder, didn't matter where the child was. Listen, if you go before a judge and a man has killed a woman who was pregnant, it's double homicide.
Yep.
They acknowledge that. They know that. But then all of a sudden the woman wants to make a decision. Now she has a constitutional right to kill her baby. No, it doesn't happen. It does not happen. It is not law. Never going to be law. Roe v. Wade is not law. It's something that a judge has put forth, and they just saw, okay, what are the people going to do? If the people buy it, that's all that it took. But it's not law.
Just,
there's no force behind it.
Just think about that. There are people in society that want to make your kids abort a baby 1 to 2 to 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
This is Planned Parenthood, folks.
That's right.
I'm not kidding you.
Mm-hmm. They want that shame and guilt to come upon that young person so they can be a monster just like they are.
That's exactly the point. And you have young women protesting those that are killing babies at these abortion clinics.
That's right.
And then you have these older women that have aborted 1 and 2 and 3 babies that are basically talking down on them and condemning them only because they themselves are condemned.
That's right.
You know what they should be saying? I want you to be just as guilty as me.
Yep.
You have to do it just like I did it. That's what they want.
They want
to spread the guilt and condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're talking about innocent little tiny babies in the womb.
Yeah.
Who's standing up for these little ones,
most
folks?
Defenseless.
Are you speaking against this? Are you protesting against this? Especially the church, Protestant, has meaning. Protestant. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to come back on the topic of abortion. And Jake, I want to ask you the question. What makes it legal in the sight of the people, and what is the deception behind it? I know we hit a little bit on it, but I want more clarity.
Okay.
Be right back.
Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Of all the radio people I listen to, and I listen to many, Bradley and Jake, hey, such a tribute to our fallen soldiers and for the blood that they have shed more than any others, and that means so much to me because our fallen soldiers are on my mind constantly. I would love to pay tribute to you for that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, Jake, as I said right before the break, looks like law, smells like law, but it's not law.
That's right.
Folks, if you'd like to weigh in on this, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Clarify.
It is a policy, and it most definitely
policy
is an
follows
agenda.
Law.
That's correct.
Okay.
Law only comes from one source. Man can't create law. A person with a pen doesn't create a law. A person with a gun can't create a law. Now, a person with a gun can scare a lot of people to follow his policy or his agenda.
Through oppressive measures.
That's right. And a body of 535 members, can, with their pen, try to convince you that what they write down, because it came from their pen and their seat, that it's law, but it's not. It's policy. It's their thought process. Law only comes from God, because our rights only come from God. We've already established that God is against murdering. You can't murder. He says it clearly in Exodus 20. He says it clearly in Genesis. A life for a life.
Yeah.
It's really simple.
Yeah, I mean, if I went to one of these abortion clinics, and I looked at one of these that are actually advocating abortion, or actually, let's go to the doctor that's actually committing the abortion. What if I walked in there and says, you know what, I can kill you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would be the first thing that'd come out of his mouth?
Oh, you can't.
As he's committing an abortion.
That's right.
Wow.
And there's a video that actually that Malta guy did on WND where it talks about that. They flipped it. Instead of genocide being against the young person, this guy goes around and anyways.
You mean like Obama is through Obamacare?
Exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly what he's doing. And so is Eric Holder.
Yeah.
And how in the world do you expect two people who do not respect life, do not value life, and obviously if they don't value life, they don't care about your creator, how do you expect them to do anything good for you?
That's right.
What good can come from them? None. Folks, it's not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is by you taking their cracks and throwing them out of office.
That's right.
And prosecuting for their crimes against you.
And that's what they're afraid of more than anything else.
As a matter of fact, just recently, Mr. Holder took a woman to court because she was protesting an abortion clinic. She was counseling young ladies that would go in for abortion. Saving lives is what she was doing.
Yep.
She was doing what the Constitution prescribes us to
listen
do.
Listen to that carefully. And Obama and his administration, right, to the DOJ, Department of Justice, Eric Holder, are vilifying and demonizing and taking them to court, folks.
And it was a two-year, and notice this, it was a political prosecution against Mary Susan Pine. She was holding a sign outside, and Eric Holder was prosecuting her for 2 years. Do you think he's got something better to do?
And you know what's
interesting? Instead of giving guns to illegals and then prosecuting ladies who are trying to stand up and protect life?
Here's the real kicker, folks. Planned Parenthood, the extermination,
that's right,
of those that they seek to exterminate. You ready for this? Hispanics and blacks.
Yep. And indigents, along with it. And you've got two black men in this administration that are promoting abortion. They want so much. They want you to be a part of this crime, too. They want your money to perform abortions on demand. Well, that doesn't happen. It sure does. That's welfare right. Benefits. It's been extended.
That's right. On the extermination of blacks, Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, said, "We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man, the minister just happens to be Obama, is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members," said the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Walking the steps of the false prophet of Planned Parenthood.
But, I mean, what do you think, and I know that the black communities are well aware of what Obama's doing and what Eric Holder is doing,
yep,
but what do you think would happen? I mean, where does push come to shove here? I mean, folks, that they're actually aiming the gun at the, or should I say the knife, or the salt, the saline salt, at the body of their own people, their own women.
That's right.
So I'm trying to figure out what's the difference between that and what foreign countries do to their women. There isn't any.
Yeah, they decry that, right?
That's right.
So it shows you that it's politically expedient for them to promote an agenda.
As for example, people say never in a million years will Sharia law come here.
Yeah,
no,
right.
Folks, they're already doing it. They're already doing it in the womb.
That's right.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Boy, I don't think we've thought that through.
No, and that's why we need to, because the anniversary is coming up on the 23rd here. If you look at what both Obama and Eric Holder have done and continue to do, you realize right now...
And what the American people allow them to do.
That's right. And they're starting to get blowback. This federal judge threw this case out of court. Didn't even look at it.
Good
said, what are you, nuts? This woman has a First Amendment right to do this. He should have went a step further and said there is no right to even have an abortion clinic. So, by the way, Mr. Holder, I'm throwing out your case, and I'm also throwing out this abortion clinic. They're done now. Another abortion happens, they're being prosecuted right now.
Yeah.
If you look at what has happened, the media has teamed up with political folks, the government, namely, because there hasn't even been a Republican candidate to stop anything. Although Rick Santorum stepped up to the plate and authored a bill or co-sponsored a bill that made partial birth abortion illegal. We can't stop there, folks. Right now you have, Rick Santorum brought it up at his last debate, you have a woman who gets raped. 1% of abortions, I believe, happen because of rape or incest. But he says, why in the world do we let the rapist go to prison, feed him, clothe him, shelter him, and then get out of prison eventually, but yet we kill the baby who committed no crime?
I want to interject something really quick. I just thought of this. Over the last 40 years, of those that claimed in the Oval Office of Republicans, for example, have claimed that they were pro-life, how many babies have been saved since 1973?
What have they done? I was just bringing that point up.
How many?
Yep.
And it's another point which you're just talking about with Rick Santorum.
Yep.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
You know, they'll kill they'll violate the baby, the innocent baby, but they'll house the rapist.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Feed him.
Is that not crazy?
Educate him.
Yeah. Rehabilitate him.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
You don't.
Especially because when God says this is how you're supposed to deal with these people.
That's right.
And by the way, we used to have something called capital punishment in this country dealing with such people.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've made your daughters and your wives an open prey.
Right. That's exactly what they've done by not having capital. But anytime you go away from God's law, in going to the point of Roe v. Wade, it is not law. You can't change the commandment that says, thou shalt not kill. You can't change the Constitution, which delegates no authority to a court to create law. You can't change in the Declaration of Independence, which is the premise and the seedbed for our Constitution. It lays it out and says this is why we are independent. All men have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You can't change that.
Yeah.
It won't be changed. No matter what judge, no matter what congressperson, no matter what man with a gun or a controller of the armies, speaking of the commander-in-chief, it doesn't matter. You can't change that foundation and that premise. Now, there is times where men are persecuted to stand up for that premise and say, no, this is right, even if you take my life. But, folks, we're not there. It's something as simple as getting off the couch. It's something as simple as applying the life that you have right now to protect the life of others. Because don't think for a minute you're not going to reap in a time in your country where men are going to take your life.
That's,
as we've already seen with death panels.
Hello.
Don't think you can just allow this to be sowed. You don't even have to sow it with your own hands.
Is that what we're not leading up to?
That's exactly right.
Because it's a spiritual law unto itself. You reap what you sow.
As a matter of fact, Aristotle said this: tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying civilization. Folks, tolerance and apathy, those are the last virtues that go. Are those are the last tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying civilization. They consider tolerance now a virtue. Oh, well, we'll just tolerate. I've never had an abortion. I raised my kids. I put them in homeschooling. But you know what? You know, that's them. That's the devil people over there. That's what they're going to do because Jesus is coming back. Whatever your excuse is, your tolerance has now became your virtue.
Where's the love?
Apathy, the same thing. No longer is love a virtue. It's tolerance and apathy,
and
right?
And because of iniquity, lawlessness shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. Law,
right.
Love enforces the law, and God gave his law because he loves.
Now, this is a gripe of mine because recently, Mr. Rick Perry went into South Carolina and he said a prayer.
Well, he's out, you know.
He's out now.
Yeah.
And good. This is what he said. He was resolute. He's kind of part of the conservative clique. You know, I heard people talk about, oh, he's sincere. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Didn't use the name Jesus in his prayer gathering. I'm just saying, folks, do the math. Look at the fruit. But this is what happened.
He who's ashamed of me, in my words.
Yep.
Well, it sounds kind of familiar, right?
Yep.
My Bible also tells me that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power of God unto salvation.
That's right.
I thought we were supposed to proclaim his name, not hide his name.
That's right.
I don't understand that when people just give a generic prayer.
Well, you know,
well,
maybe
who's
he
supposed
just
to
forgot.
Answer that?
Maybe he just forgot.
Apparently,
right?
So.
No,
yeah.
Just don't forget.
Yeah.
You have to willfully not say it if you're truly born of Christ. I don't pray to God. I pray to Christ.
Yeah.
I can't, as a matter of fact, I can't pray to God unless I pray to through Christ.
He's God to the world, but he's Father to us.
That's
Abba,
right.
Father.
That's
Amen.
Right. And if he is your Father, you pray through Christ. You know
Amen.
That. That's simple. That's elementary. Every life lost to abortion is a tragedy, Mr. Perry said. However, recently Mr. Perry prayed the following for this abortion-obsessed president, because that's exactly what he is,
mm-hmm.
who even desires to force you and I to fund abortions by tax. Not going to happen. Father, we pray for our president. This is what he said. This was his prayers very recently. We pray for his family. Okay, you know what? The Bible commands us to do such, and I can get to that in a second, because there's some specifics about why we pray for our leaders, that we may live peaceably. It's to our benefit.
Peaceably.
We pray for the safety of his family. We pray that you light his way. This is where he's gotten off base.
Speaking of Obama.
We pray that you give him wisdom as he deals with the issues that he faces.
In other words, God, said Rick Perry, do for us what we're not willing to get off the couch and do.
Give him wisdom, Lord.
Yeah. To right? sin by silence makes cowards of men,
that's right.
said Abe Lincoln.
And so if this is the best that you got in the conservative circles, this isn't a prayer. King David prayed completely contrary to this.
This is why the left is constantly mocking them.
That's right, stepping
because
over
of their
rug.
Hypocrisy. This is why America has a left, Jake.
That's right.
This is why America has a left, America, because the right doesn't do the right thing all the time.
So what did Christ say? You're those whited sepulchers, men walk over you. They don't even know they're walking on a grave. That's how dead you are.
We're called to be the salt of the world. Salt does what? It stops the putrefaction, right?
That's right.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be preserving, not allowing the decay and the putrefaction.
And it's also an irritant. Folks, King David...
It is an irritant. Matter of fact, you're bugging the crap out of me right now.
Right, irritating.
No, this is good. It really is, yeah.
For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but
said
the Lord
David,
upholdeth the righteous.
Said the man after God's own heart.
What kind of prayers we need to pray against tyranny? That's what our founders did, and you have liberty, voila. But if you have spineless, cowardice blowhards up there praying that, Lord, just guide their way. Look, he's not going to be guided by God.
Yes.
It's going to take a thunderbolt to knock that man out. That's what you need to be praying.
He doesn't understand the word no.
Exactly.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the final segment. I got some cool stuff coming up. Are you almost done, or do you want me to finish this one?
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com. youcanruninternational.com. To purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Holy Spirit never comforts a man that's in sin. You love the truth? We're on the same page.
And you'll be comfortable.
I want you to hear this really quick. Hello. A hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. Let me say that again. A hero is someone who has given his or her life to something bigger than oneself. The closing of up to 5 Michigan Planned Parenthood clinics in the coming months are due to a reallocation of taxpayer funds to other groups, which will benefit the public in Missouri. In Minnesota, in 2011, 6 abortion clinics were closed down due to budget cuts. Texas, 12 abortion clinics were closed due to budget cuts in 2011. Those that love life and preserve their own children. In Washington, closing 3 clinics in 2011. Indiana, closing 5 clinics in 2011. A total of 38 clinics were closed in 2009 in the U.S. and has continued to decline ever since. Why? Because the generations that have been in their scope have said that's enough, and they're standing up and they're fighting back and saying no to death and yes to life.
You got it. Amen. And it's a rising tide. And here's another example in Maryland. Authorities have two doctors accused of performing late-term abortions in Maryland. They've been arrested and charged with murder.
Jake, how could one be credible that's killing babies in the womb all day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you expect these people to be doing? It's blood money.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Yep.
What am I supposed to trust the man that goes to work and he kills how many babies a day?
Mm-hmm.
What is there some form of integrity in him that is opposite to what the human being is to hold in his heart?
No.
Look, hello.
Yeah. You don't need a PhD to figure that one out.
I think you need your credentials. Your credentials.
These doctors that were accused of performing late-term abortions. These are doctors killing babies in the womb.
They're doing it all the time, Jake.
And they're late-term. But you show right now, folks, it is moving back. People are realizing those babies are still in the womb. No partial birth abortion. Late-term abortions, illegal. These people are getting charged with first and second-degree murder because they premeditated it. And they'll keep doing it because they're not going to be ruled by law, folks.
That's right.
And the first law is thou shalt not kill. It's the greatest of all laws because if you lose your life, you can't do anything else.
That's on the second tablet.
That's right.
Yes.
And, folks, just to conclude this article, and again, you can find it on our Facebook at Sons of Liberty or go to GCN Live. It's right there on the front page of the news. The fact is that even if the people democratically agreed with the ruling of Roe versus Wade, it cannot change the immutable law, thou shalt not kill. It can't change it. Just like I can't come up to you, and if you're a man, say, well, I think you're a woman. You'd say, this guy's nuts in the head. Folks, that's how you need to respond to this garbage. You can't change it. No PhD, no credential, no governor's pen, no force by gunpoint can change law that God has given.
Michael Peruka said that if he was voted back into the Oval Office in 2008, he said that would have been the first thing he would have reversed the very first day he was inaugurated into the Oval Office.
He would have changed it around because what happened?
The first day, he said.
When the Supreme Court came and said...
Because the president has the power to do it. I'm sorry.
They said that states can't prosecute women that kill their babies. States can't prosecute men or women that are doctors that kill babies. That's what he said.
So, but Eric Holder says, I'm going to try to prosecute them that protect the babies that are in the womb.
That's right. That's exactly what he's saying. I'm going to work against life.
Yeah.
I'm going to deny your
life. But the American people are stepping on that voice.
That's
right. That lawlessness and that injustice.
Even judges are.
And they're saying, you know what? Fooling on you.
Enough of
this. We're tired of this. It doesn't work. It's never worked. Your method, lying. It's like a snowball. It gets bigger and bigger, and sooner or later, it comes right back down on you, doesn't it, Mr. President?
We found out what it was all about. And people, even in the Declaration of Independence, after a long train of
abuses.
So the abuses have happened, folks, and this tide is turning. Why? Because it's eternally right to protect life. And when men, women, doesn't matter, don't protect life, guess what? They're on their way out. After a long train of abuses, it doesn't have to happen that way. We've got the law book right in front of us right now. You all have a Bible. You can read it and know what's right and wrong before God. You stand on that, and you will establish what is right.
Yeah.
Because right is always right.
I think the best thing...
change.
That's right. And the right time to do the right thing is...
always right now.
Right now. Not tomorrow. Time is neutral.
That's right.
Hello,
and it'll fall prey. And you know what? Your enemies know time is neutral because they're always working with time because they're trying to promote what they're doing using time to do it with.
That's right.
But, folks, that time isn't going to bring you your answers. Only persistence and perseverance and irate, tireless minority is going to bring answers. That's it. Time is not going to bring your... it's not going to come rolling in on the wheels of inevitability, as MLK said.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need to march.
Because
those that are... those members of society that have power in their hands right now, they're not going to give it up and say, well, we were wrong. They've got to be forced.
Yeah.
They have to be forced. And they'll be forced by your voices and by your action and by your demonstration of love towards a generation that when they grow up, they're going to say, you protected me.
Thank you.
I will stand with you.
Amen.
And if it's the opposite of that, guess what they're going to say?
They're going to curse
you. You didn't protect me.
That's right.
You're cursed. I'll have nothing to do with you.
That's right.
And you're seeing that right now.
Yeah.
But those that are willing to stand are standing. And, folks, it's young people rallying these. We work with colleges because we do assembly programs in colleges right now. We work with colleges, and guess what? It's those life groups in colleges that are the ones that stand, that understand persecution.
Hopefully.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to understand a little bit more because it's important we stay busy.
Yeah.
But if I contrast it with those other groups, they don't understand persecution.
I just hope they're not standing there with their finger wetted, pointed up in the air, trying to figure out which way the wind is blowing. And the thing is that we should be going contrary to the way the wind is blowing anyways.
And that's what's going to instill courage in those that are two-faced or those that don't understand. They need to be led to, folks, because the enemy is going to use time to convince them that they're on the wrong side of the fence.
That's right.
But we're not going to. We're going to convince them they're on the right side of the fence, and we agree with God, and God put a conscience
that's
in every
right.
man. And when we agree with that, guess what? The power shifts into our favor, no matter how many folks you
and conscience means with knowledge, and God gave us the knowledge to
right.
follow the dictates of our conscience. Again, this blows me away.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this again to the American people. George Washington, the president of these United States, said this: the marvel of all history, his story, is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments.
That's right.
And
that's
don't get it.
And that's so good, folks. And matter of fact, we're going to Twitter that after this. So go to Bradley Dean, the number one. It'll be on the Twitter. You need to copy this and send it out to folks that are not full of action and those that are full of action.
Isn't it? Let's reverse that curse, okay?
Yeah, that's
because
right.
that's a curse.
Because he did, right?
That's right.
George Washington did.
Thomas Jefferson said we're supposed to hold those down in government with the chains of the Constitution.
Yeah. Shackle them up.
That's right. And their purpose, again, as I said yesterday, is to ensure the rights of the people, not to violate the people and violate their rights.
That's right.
Let's reverse this curse, folks, because we can do it.
That's right. And George Washington did it. He proved that it can be done. Thomas Jefferson proved that it could be done.
Mm.
Folks, the reason you need to shackle government is because they are working with power. And that power is not theirs, it's yours. That's why you shackle them. When you have a dog, you put him on a leash. You've got to shackle him because you want to protect those things which are yours around and people around. It's the same thing with government. Listen, you can't just vote, put a checkbox every 2 years, and then go back and think that you can trust them.
And
to
because he says
them.
He's a Christian, just lay down and trust the fact
that's
he's a Christian.
That's right. And because he prays. Look, he prayed. Look.
You get it in front of everybody, too.
Ooh, that was a bold move, wasn't it?
He must be a real Christian man.
He's seriously
sold
out. He's
a Christian man that aborts babies.
Let's find the fruit.
Yes.
Follow the fruit. Shackle them. Folks, if you go to Twitter, again, Bradley Dean 1, you want to follow the Twitter feeds. You want to follow the Facebook feeds, Bradley Dean on Facebook or Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Also, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the front, you have a whole host of things. SOL Media is going to follow a lot of these stories that we're covering. We want to keep you informed. Not only do we want to light you up, because that's our job as preachers of the gospel, we need to set you on fire, but you need to maintain that fire. You can listen to the show 24 hours a day, even at our website. You go to the on-demand link. It's at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Listen to it, podcast it, and send it. Folks, that stuff is free. That's for you to take and distribute among men, because Jesus said, freely you've received, freely give it. We're giving it to you.
Thomas Jefferson, quote unquote, said, let no more be said about the confidence of men, but bind them down from the mischief. Ooh, that is good. Bind them down from the mischief with the chains of the Constitution.
That's right.
Oh.
And you know what?
Oh.
Because he understands the nature of men. Again, we get that right from the Bible. The heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Yeah.
God knows that man, unless he is shackled, for example, by the redemptive blood of Christ, that man is going to be sinful and seek his own good all the time, no matter what he says. We have to be shackled by a force from without. And I'm not talking about government here. I'm talking about that restraining hand of God where he converts your heart to love. That's why the Bible has to be the premise of our government. Because there's no way in the world that I can follow a man around his whole life. But when churches and preachers and people of God preach to the conscience of America, and we have self-government, we don't need massive police forces and massive armed forces to make sure that our people are obeying the laws.
And praise God for the preachers that are protesting
Amen.
Southern Poverty Law Center.
That's right.
Doing their job.
Yep.
Folks, we got some church folks out there doing this stuff. Protestant.
That's
Protestant
right.
has meaning, folks.
Pastors out in New York right now, they're standing in the streets protesting their government that says that they can't meet in schools.
If your church isn't being protested, I got a question
Ooh,
for you.
Yeah.
Why isn't it being protested?
Right.
You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to know who we are. sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. See ya.